agencies and sub-organizations of the United Nations.
Welcome, everyone, to the United Nations office in Vienna. Before our workshop, I'm going to give you a brief overview of some of the major UN sub-organizations. Feel free to interrupt me if you have any questions. Okay, well, one of the UN organizations that has its headquarters here in Vienna is the International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA. It promotes international cooperation for the peaceful use of nuclear energy and nuclear safety, like radiation protection. Another major task is trying to prevent the production of nuclear weapons. Who knows another organization that is headquartered in Vienna? Yes? May I have your name?
Yes, sure. I'm David. I think the UNIDO, the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, has its seat there.
Correct! This organization coordinates all UN activities concerning industrial development. It enables developing countries to finance industrial projects. One of its major aims is to accelerate economic growth in order to bring prosperity to all. But at the same time, they also focus on safeguarding the environment. So UNIDO's mandate is fully aligned with the global development agenda, which underlines the central role of industrialization. Several smaller agencies are also based in Vienna, such as the International Narcotics Control Board or the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs. But let's focus on the major agencies now. By the way, does anybody know the abbreviation for the UN office in Vienna?
Yes, UNOV.
Great, yes. So let's look at some other relevant UN sub-organizations now. The ILO, for instance. The ILO, or International Labour Organization, is based in Geneva, Switzerland. It deals with international labour standards and seeks to protect workers' rights. It fights against inhuman working conditions and aims to achieve social protection for all. Another huge agency is the UNESCO. UNESCO stands for United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. I know, quite a mouthful. Dating back to 1946 and headquartered in Paris, the UNESCO promotes international peace and security through cooperation in education, science, and culture. It sponsors literacy, technical, and teacher training programs, and also translations of world literature. Further, cultural diversity and bridging the worldwide digital divide are areas of responsibility, as well as the World Heritage Sites. Now, I'd like to move on to the UNHCR. Any idea what this abbreviation stands for? Yes, David again, please.
I think it stands for United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. I saw a video about it the other day.
Exactly. Thank you. And it is also referred to as the UN Refugee Agency. It's an organization that supports and protects refugees and helps with their resettlement in another country, their integration or their voluntary repatriation. Now, what's next? Yes, an institution that is based in Nairobi, Kenya, the United Nations Environmental Programme, UNEP, which coordinates the UN's environmental agenda. Its activities range from the protection of the atmosphere, ecosystems, and biodiversity to the prevention of air pollution and the contamination of international waterways. And the environment is, of course, closely related to food. So the FAO, the Food and Agricultural Organization, is also a part of the United Nations. Its goal is to defeat hunger by improving agriculture, forestry, and fishery in developing countries. Well, and as you can imagine, all UN programs and projects cost money. Does anyone know what UN institution acts as the World Bank? Yes, the young lady over there. Your name is?
Alina. Isn't that the IMF? But what do the letters stand for again?
They stand for International Monetary Fund. The IMF was created during the famous Bretton Woods Conference in 1944. Basically, it grants loans to finance investments in cases where private capital is not available. Loans are only given to governments or to private companies with government guarantee. Right, now let me look at my list. I'm afraid we haven't covered two other crucial UN sub-organizations yet, the United Nations International Children's Fund and the WHO. We are going to focus on these two agencies in our workshop, so if you'd like to follow me to the seminar room...